Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 28th of April 2017. And as guests go, they don't get much better than the future King and his wife. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge made a surprise appearance on Radio 1 this week, and the coverage was great. It made most of the front pages of the newspapers the next morning. Here's Prince William with a radio revelation.
Is it true that you listen?
And occasionally, yeah.
Is it true that you text in?
I have texted in, yeah.
Under a different name?
Obviously, I wouldn't tell you who I was, definitely not. But I've texted in on Adele's show most recently, because I've been driving to work and for the Air Ambulance shift. She's the only one who's brave enough to be up at that time of morning.
What are you doing texting in the car?
Obviously, I stopped in a lane by. I have not texted whilst driving, because that is illegal.
I don't obviously need to know what the name is, but did you get a shout-out?
Well, I got a shout-out, yes, from Adele on the day. I also got a shout-out ages ago from Sarah Cox. She gave me another one.
Right, see, I don't think it matters who you are. A shout-out on Radio 1 is still great, right? Did you feel like, oh?
I felt very, very very privileged, yeah. Very honest.
I think basically we can now say that BBC Radio 1 is the official station of the Royal Family.
Yeah.
I'm probably at the edge of your age limit. I'm probably meant to go across to Radio 2 now, but I'm hanging on in there.
No, it's fine. Come on in.
Well, after about 10 minutes with Scott Mills, William and Kate co-hosted the start of Friday's official chart with Greg James.
It's Friday, the 21st of April. It's 4 p.m. and this is a very special official chart.
Between now and 5:45 p.m, we'll bring you all the big stories, new entries, high climbers, and of course, the top 10 in full.
It's a huge battle again for number one this week, so let's see who the contenders are.
Last week, Harry Styles went straight to number one with his debut single. Sign off the times, can he do it again?
Let's just enjoy this for a second. I'll cue you in, William. We gotta get away from here.
Or will Ed Sheeran reclaim that top spot? He had 13 weeks at number one with Shape of You before Harry came along and spoilt his Easter. Sounds familiar.
Brilliant. Great video content for online as well. The whole half hour or so of radio was put out in vision on the BBC News channel the next day. And lots of shares on social media. Well done to the team at Radio 1. Richard Parkes back in direct charge of Capital. Ashley Tabor has been looking after the brand for the last year, alongside being founder and executive president of Global. London got a new DAB station this week with the launch of a service aimed at tradespeople. Of Fix Radio. Radio 2's announced its summer schedule. Graham Norton takes his usual 10-week break, and filling in will be Alan Carr and Melanie Sykes. They return to Radio 2 5 years after leaving their Saturday Going Out show.
Well, it's our final show today.
I know, Alan.
So
it's
we can
a
do
sad
what
day.
We want.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yes.
Yes.
And I see you've already eaten your pork scratchings.
My pork scratchings are done. We've got bubbles if we want bubbles.
Yes.
Which are mine.
Champagne, not Badidas. Yeah, I'm looking. Let's start in the second half.
Yeah, let's have a drink
yeah,
second half.
Yeah, right. Let's pace not, ourselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We know what we're like.
Like an episode of Booze Britain.
The Wireless Group has announced a new networked late show for its local radio stations. Spence McDonald will do it. He joins from Communicorp's Heart in Wrexham, where he finished on breakfast earlier this month.
Great, it's been a pleasure working with you. I've been here at Heart for 7 years now. So it's time to move on, and I've been with you for 2 wonderful years of that. Thank you. Don't cry. You're making this hard for me. And it's been great, so I just want to thank you very much. Thank you for your card. You said I can't read it out on the radio, so I won't.
But maybe not.
Thanks for the wine, and everyone who's listening in the office as well, thank you for being... it's been great to be part of such a great team here at Heart, and I'll leave with such fond memories as well. And you, listening to the show, thank you very much. Your interaction's been great. You've been so funny. You've made me laugh every morning. Rachel's made me laugh every morning. It's been such fun, and to call this a job would be an insult to people with proper jobs.
Oh, exactly.
It's been great. You know, and I'd have done it even if I didn't get paid for it. But that helps with the mortgage and things.
Next up, a stalwart of local football commentary in the East Midlands. BBC Radio Nottingham's Colin Slater has announced he's stepping back from covering live Notts County games for the station. He's been doing it since 1968 and has been reporting on the club since 1959.
I've been commentating on Notts County matches for nearly 50 years. And I have made the decision that the time has come to step back from those duties. So my last commentary game will be Notts County's last match of this season. Next season, I will still be around and I will still be heard on BBC Radio Nottingham. Not as frequently, but definitely from time to time, and in fact quite regularly.
Magic has a new TV advert. It features 80 songs by the Communards, A-ha and Duran Duran. With the slogan, Love That Song.
Oh, I love that song. You're listening to Magic Radio.
This year's Radio Festival is just a few weeks away now, and the first guest speakers have been announced. Chris Tarrant will be in conversation with Greg James, while Nicholas Parsons will also make an appearance to talk about 50 years of Radio 4's Just a Minute. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan talks to Matt Deegan about a newly launched self-service DAB station where you can buy multiplex space by the hour.
Upload Radio is for anyone that would like to be on the radio. We've set up DAB channels in Wrexham, Chester and Liverpool, in Surrey and South London and in Gloucestershire. What we ask people to do is they can go on to uploadradio.com. An Upload Radio show is an hour long. They can choose what slot they want. And then more importantly, they can buy that slot for £20. And then their show will be broadcast on DAB, simulcast online, be made available for 30 days online. And being things like Radio Player and TuneIn.
And you can hear more from Matt on the Radio Today programme, available from your usual podcast supplier. And since it's now broadcast on Upload Radio, you can also get at it via the UK Radio Player. And don't forget, you can get news of what's happening in radio every day of the week as it happens at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.